Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A new bar has opened up in Chittenden County, but this one doesn't serve to those over the age of 21. This is a milk bar, and it's designed for the youngest of patrons. The Vermont Donor Milk Center is a place for families who, for whatever reason, don't have enough breast milk to feed their infants through their own supply, but who want to supplement with human milk. It's the first donor milk center outside of a hospital setting in Vermont, and yesterday I went to talk with the two executive directors of the center. Rachel Fox is a nurse and lactation consultant and works on the mother-baby unit at the UVM Medical Center. Amy Wenger is a registered nurse and certified breastfeeding specialist and a clinical nurse manager for Franklin County Home Health. The Donor Milk Center shares space with a pre- and postnatal yoga studio and a play area for young kids, a few of whom were enjoying the toys and games while Fox and Wenger and I talked about the need the Donor Milk Center is attempting to fill.
This is our milk bar, so we offer hot beverages, cold beverages, and donor human milk.
Presumably not all to the same people.
No. We hope not.
So what is the need that you're trying to fill here, and why did Vermont need a donor milk center?
Both Rachel and I have worked together and separately in different pediatric clinics throughout Vermont. I worked up at UVMC, up at the mother-baby unit as well, and they have a pasteurized donor milk program there. And, it was there where I was holding a mama in my hand, in my arms, and she was weeping because she was, you know, she knew she had to supplement her baby. She knew that there was a, that she was going to have to do it with formula. And she was really sad about that. And I said, there needs to be a better way. You know, we do this up at the hospital. Why can't we do this outpatient? And so we saw the need. And the more we, you know, I kind of started researching and got data from other people, spoke to lactation consultants. They said, yes, we need this here. And, you know, it's kind of reflected by the response that we've gotten from opening, which has been amazing.
So my understanding of the way things work is, as you said, there is a donor milk program within the hospital. Mm-hmm. So if you have a baby in the hospital and you need to supplement with somebody mm-hmm. else's breast milk, there is a way to do that. And there are ways to get human milk mm-hmm. in Vermont. But there was not a place like yours where you could come and get it. You had to sort of mail order, mm-hmm. and it could be very complicated and sometimes very expensive.
One of the things that really struck both Amy and I was that when we looked at the numbers, we found that 40% of Vermonters are being supplemented out after they leave the hospital. And so to us, that said, so we need a way to supplement them and give the parents a choice. We wanted to give parents a choice that they could use the pasteurized donor human milk, that they could have it available locally, that it was a little bit easier than the whole mail order thing, which is still available, and people can choose that. But we wanted our big goal, overreaching goal, is that we wanted to equalize nutrition across the state. And in order to mail order it, you have to have a credit card. Not everyone has a credit card. In order to mail order it, you had to have the finances. They do also have financial programs, but they take a little longer to apply for. Whereas here, you can come in and talk to us. You sit down with either Amy or I. We talk about how long your baby needs to be supplemented for, what the total volume might be over time, what the volume is for each feeding. We go through all of the numbers, and then we tell you, so at full price, this is what it would cost for you. Can you afford that? And if not, tell us what you can do, and we're going to work with you to make sure that your baby gets some milk. You know, we may not be able to supplement over a long-term period with the financial aid, but we can give you something, and we can help in some way, because we do want all babies to get donor milk if they can.
So this is still not covered by insurance?
It's currently not covered by insurance. You can use your HSA or FSA accounts for the cost of it, and we're hoping that over the next 6 to 12 months, we're going to gather enough information that we can take that to Medicaid and say, this needs to be covered. It is a real medical need, and it does need to be covered by insurance.
Is this something ever that could be covered by WIC funds, the supplemental income for women, infants, and children, for women who have and families who have young children but don't have a lot of money?
I work very closely with the WIC team in many areas of the state, and they would love it. accessibility is a huge piece, especially for our Vermonters that receive WIC and do get free formula. You know, it's something that they're definitely in support of. I think, again, it would have to be a long conversation and a lot of advocacy.
What if you are someone who wants to donate milk? Can you talk about who that might be and then how they would do it?
So if somebody would like to be a donor and donate their excess supply of milk, our mother milk bank is the mother milk bank of the Northeast, and they are in Massachusetts. So they would get screened through them. And it is a simple four-step process. So you have a pre-screening interview. You fill out some paperwork. They talk about things like medications, vitamins. It's all paid for by the Mother's Milk Bank of the Northeast. And then after you are pre-screened, you can drop off your milk here, and we will send it to them out of the state to be pasteurized, and then it will go to help babies all over.
So if you're a donor here, you're not necessarily donating to other families and babies here in Vermont. Your milk could go anywhere.
Right.
But the easier part now is that you just drop it off here, because you could do that before, right? You could send it off to Boston and get it pasteurized there.
Yeah, and we'll just take care of that for you so that you don't have to, you know, juggle that all. You know, you can still do it right out of your home, too, and that's okay. But, you know, we're here, and a lot of people like that we can just send it and take care of it for them.
Well, this, as you said, is the milk bar, and it's a lovely little coffee bar. But let's see where the milk is frozen.
All right,
so here's your freezer. It's a regular fridge.
Yeah, this was donated stand-up freezer. We were very, very lucky. So this is all pasteurized donor milk. And here, I'll pull this out. The temperature's monitored, and we check the temps every day. We make sure it's frozen. It's all in the guidelines of the Mother's Milk Bank of the Northeast and the Human Milk Banking of North America, kind of their guidelines are what we should have.
All of this milk says term milk. Explain what that means.
So term milk is milk that was donated from a mom who had a term baby, meaning after 38 weeks. There is preterm milk available. That's just different nutritional composition for those babies that were born super early that have that different composition that they need at that time. It is available in some milk banks. The other pieces there is a way to get, for those babies that have a dairy allergy, you can get dairy-free milk from donors that are dairy-free.
I'm going to ask about stillbirth. So people who are listening for whom that's difficult might want to just turn away for a couple of minutes. But we had a friend who had a stillborn baby a week ago, and I'm thinking a lot about that and how difficult that is. And I noticed that in the guidelines for donors, there's a minimum for most mothers, most breastfeeding women who want to donate milk, but not for moms or parents who are grieving and who are in bereavement. Can you talk about that program and why some parents might find it beneficial to donate milk even if they don't have a living child?
The moms who have experienced a loss oftentimes will find that pumping their milk and donating it to other babies who have a need is a great way for them to feel, A, connected still to their baby, because that's their baby's milk, and B, to feel like they're giving something still, because that loss is indescribable. And however they can feel connected, whatever works for them, whatever makes them feel like they are being able to move forward in that grieving process, we want to honor them by accepting their milk. The intake process is the same, but we want to help streamline that for them, get them everything they need, and that way they don't have to think about it too much.
We have a number of moms at the hospital who have experienced a loss, who do pump and donate, and you know, they've said it really does help with that connection with their baby, and it's very healing for them.
What if you live in Peacham or Newfane? You said your plan is to go across all the counties, but still, for families who are listening who are like, oh, this is what I need now, but I'm an hour and a half away from Essex.
So that's, you know, the other piece is, you know, I made a delivery at 6:30 at night to a mom in Lamoille County. You know, we are lucky. We've got volunteers that have offered to, make those deliveries happen to those areas. And, you know, that will grow. We feel as we kind of we're getting more and more calls from different areas and we're able to connect with people who are able to make that happen. Another piece of it is that, you know, we want to make sure that you are, you know, hooked up with resources in your area so that whatever your issue is, whether it is a broken breast pump or or that you're having some sort of issue breastfeeding, that we are able to help you address those as well. Because supplementation is, you know, we want it to be just that. We also want, you know, families, if you are a lactating mom, that you are able to have your own supply if that's possible. So we want to make sure that everybody who's getting that has a resource wherever they are. And if they want it, making sure that can happen for them.
Before we end, can we pause for one moment on that word choice? Because I think families and especially moms often feel so much pressure and so much guilt, you know, and this idea that there's one way that's the right way or one way that's best. And you mentioned at the beginning that part of this is about choice, but there is often a pressure that women feel about breastfeeding. And if they can't do it, they feel like failures. So how does this sort of fit into that whole landscape of you need to do whatever you need to do for your family and baby?
Absolutely. I think women do feel guilty when they can't breastfeed or even when they choose not to. And that's societal pressure, and they shouldn't feel that way. It's their choice. So I think when you choose to breastfeed and it doesn't work out, and then you're told that your only option for supplementing at home is to use formula, that's a heavy choice to make. And for some women, that choice is devastating. And so to offer the choice that now you can have pasteurized donor human milk as your supplementation, you can also choose formula. And I think that we hope that that eases the guilt on families and that they can truly choose to use the one that they prefer to use.
And also kind of adding to that, you know, working in many different demographics, we know that there are some women that will never put their baby to breast, but they might still want to give their babies the benefits of donor milk. And, for several reasons, we also have non-lactating families that, again, equalizing that nutrition, chest feeding, putting the baby to chest and just connection is feeding your baby. I think that, you know, kind of changing the language and, again, making it possible for everybody to have this choice within whatever their preference is. We are here to help people meet their breastfeeding goals or breast milk feeding goals, whatever that might be for them. Being inclusive is really important.
Well, thank you both for showing me and telling me a little bit about the Donor Milk Bank. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Rachel Fox is a nurse and lactation consultant and works on the mother-baby unit at UVM Medical Center. Amy Wenger is a registered nurse and certified breastfeeding specialist and clinical nurse manager for Franklin County Home Health. They're the co-executive directors of the Vermont Donor Milk Center in Essex Junction.